Welcome to the Biblical Prosperity Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Young. Today, we're embarking on a journey to explore the rich intersections between faith, wisdom, and financial stewardship. In a world that often measures success by the thickness of your wallet, we're here to uncover the spiritual dimensions of prosperity and how they can guide us to live abundantly in every aspect of our lives. Imagine for a moment the essence of prosperity, not as a bank statement, but as a well-tended garden of the spirit, intellect, and physical well-being. Millions are spent yearly to develop the physical and intellectual man, and rightly so. But the spiritual man, the core of our being, requires nurturing through meditation in the Word of God. It is here, in the quiet moments spent in Scripture, that we lay the foundations of true success. Joshua 1:8 implores us to meditate on the book of the law day and night, promising prosperity and good success. But this isn't merely about financial gain. It's a call to wisdom, to a deeper understanding of life and our place within it. Wisdom, that elusive treasure, is the bedrock of decision-making, be it in our personal lives, our businesses, or our ministries. But how do we cultivate this wisdom? The answer lies in the practical application of the word. It's not enough to be hearers only. We must be doers. This means taking the scripture from the page into our daily lives, letting it inform our decisions, guide our actions, and shape our interactions with others. Success in God's eyes is not measured by the size of our congregation or the scale of our business, but by our obedience to His will. Whether we're called to preach to thousands or to teach Sunday school, our success is found in faithfulness to His calling. Now let's delve into the heart of today's message, cooperating with God for financial prosperity. It involves more than just wishful thinking. It requires action. Like the man who, with only 50 cents to his name, faithfully gives, knowing that it's not about the amount, but the obedience and trust in God's provision. In this journey of faith and finance, let us remember the importance of wisdom, the power of acting on the Word, and the necessity of listening to the voice of God. These principles are not just pathways to financial prosperity, but to a rich, fulfilling life in Christ. As we close, I invite you to join me in a moment of reflection and prayer, inspired by Psalm 1. This passage paints a vivid picture of a man, like a tree planted by rivers of water, who delights in the law of the Lord. In every season, this man thrives, his leaves never withering, and in all he does, he prospers. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today seeking wisdom, the kind that only you can give. Lord, help us to meditate on your word day and night, that we may be like trees planted by the rivers of water, bearing fruit in every season. May our leaves not wither, and whatever we do, let it prosper for your glory. Teach us to be doers of your word, not hearers only, and to listen for your voice in every decision we make. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me on the Biblical Prosperity Podcast. May your week be filled with wisdom, fruitful endeavors, and the peace that comes from walking in step with the Spirit. Until next time, this is Paul Young, wishing you God's richest blessings. Today's encouragement is provided by Biblical Prosperity Ministries over at biblicalprosperity.org.